now every shoe now is a hooker shoe.
Oh, I didn't realize he was in Rana jail.
But you've snaked a toilet in another country.
No.
Have you ever been with a black woman?
Excuse me.
You know what breathes in my undercarriage?
Okay.
It means anal play.
Everyone knows comedians are miserable. Excuse me.
Here, fight this, Germans.
Give me a break. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh, I'll tell you what, I can barely do this podcast. I'm so full from Thanksgiving.
Pod podcast. Boop, 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 boop. It occurs to me.
That's our song.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, why am I trying so hard to find a theme?
We have a great song.
When we have a song to begin with, I just need to write the rest of the lyrics.
Which I've said. The rest.
Ronna and Beverly sitting here and talking on the computer so that you can hear it.
Okay.
Podcast.
Now, we had sort of a funny situation.
I'm ungestuppt. I can barely move. I'm so full. I'm stuffed.
We had Thanksgiving. We did it in my house. We always do Thanksgiving in
my
house.
We certainly did. We always do it there. That's where we do
it. Sometimes we do it on the vineyard. Sometimes we do it here.
Very rare. It has to be like a real extended Indian summer to do it on the vineyard, because otherwise it's nothing, just too cold on the ferry.
But it's so, the weather is,
the
this
ferry
is what
boat
people don't understand.
Is that there are Indians on Martha's Vineyard.
The vineyard
yeah.
in the summer, the, in the fall.
The Wampanoag Indian tribe.
Yeah. It is so gorgeous, the vineyard in the winter.
Do you want to hear a funny story, Ronna? Yeah. Did you hear that story about what happened to the Wampanoags a couple years ago?
The surf is absolutely, I mean,
they're
it's
very
cold,
alcoholic.
It's crisp.
They're very alcoholic,
okay.
The Indian tribes, because they have a deprived, like, economy.
Okay, Beverly.
And one of them got very drunk and held up a bank with a bow and arrow. It happened right in Edgartown.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How did I not hear that?
Because
was
I don't
in
know.
Europe? How do I not
yeah,
know that?
I don't know that where you were, but that happened, and it was a tumult. You can't even imagine.
My God.
And a bow
knew?
And arrow.
I guess he's the only one that didn't get a casino.
Yeah, no casinos on Martha's Vineyard. Yeah. To me, it would be a vast improvement, but other than that.
No, well, there isn't much space.
Yeah, so one Martha's little casino.
People are already fighting for an ounce of space on Martha's Vineyard. Not me.
Please.
I mean, I've got a ton of
space. Are you kidding me? Ask Carly Simon to give an acre for a casino.
She
doesn't need the entire place. Yeah. Selfish.
Anyway, we had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
It was okay. It was okay. The food was good.
Food, well, of course the food was good. I was cooking.
And I just want to apologize right now for Lainey's behavior.
I will say this.
She cried a lot.
She cried a lot, and she also ate all of the stuffed mushrooms. And I'll tell you something.
She didn't, you know what? She
it's
did.
Very hot.
In all fairness.
Every year I do stuffed mushrooms and I do stuffed onions.
Okay.
And it is very hot. Mm-hmm. They're delicious. It's an old family recipe. Mm-hmm. My mother used to do them. My aunt would do them.
Yep.
But to stuff each of those onions and mushrooms individually, it's a lot of work.
Right.
It's a lot of work.
But she didn't know because they were all on one plate and the plate happened to be very close to her. And so she just
assumed
everyone was getting the same portion, Ronna.
Sat there.
You embarrassed her. And then I think that's what happened.
Sat
She's
there.
Very sensitive.
And she, her hand was like on autopilot.
Yeah.
Plate to mouth.
Yeah.
Plate to mouth.
Yeah, sure.
Plate
I understand.
To mouth. And she moved that plate up. Then she did something I hate people in the kitchen when I'm cooking.
I'm apologizing, Ronna. That's why.
In the
why.
Kitchen when
I know.
I'm cooking. And she came in there.
Yeah.
And I had them cooling on. I hate it when someone reaches around me when I'm cooking.
She thought.
To take like a taste.
Right.
To take a taste.
Right.
She ate them right off the platter.
She thought.
In the kitchen while they were cooling.
She thought you were bringing her seconds. She had asked me for seconds. She thought it was.
Seconds would have been fine.
She thought you were making
14ths.
Her own. It was
14th.
Do you understand if there are seven on a plate and if the plate is in front of you, she thinks that's an entree. Okay? So she thought it was hers. She thought everybody was going to get seven. But it was not to be.
Really?
It was supposed to be one
We're
or two
stand
for everybody.
By that.
Listen.
That she thought everyone was getting their own individual platter of
Excuse
appetizers.
Me. Ronna, I'm not saying.
A poo-poo platter.
I
was doing a poo-poo platter for everyone.
I didn't think that, Ronna. She thought that, Ronna, not me.
Here's my question to you.
You know she's not bright.
Here's my question to you. Why didn't you stop her?
I wasn't paying
when
attention.
When you saw what she was doing,
I
why didn't you
I saw
stop
it out of
her?
The corner of my eye. I didn't know what I was looking at.
I'll tell you why you didn't stop her. You were too busy worrying about yourself, too busy pouting in the corner.
No, I was primping in the corner, and then I was pouting in the corner.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, because what I was primping and pouting about never came to be, so we can just move right along. Why don't we talk about something else? Like, there was some good television on during
Where did you get the idea? Thanksgiving in my house is a totally casual affair. I mean, it's cashmere. Everyone is just comfortable. They're wearing soft fabrics. Mm. There's football on the television.
Well, I wanted to dress it up, Veronica. I wanted to dress
and
it
you
up.
You showed up.
Yep. LBD. LBD.
Wearing a little black dress.
That's right. Strapless. Correct.
To Thanksgiving at my house.
Yeah.
Where you've been for how many times? How many years have you been here? I don't think it's
25, 30. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to dress it up this year, and I thought I would put on one of my nice heels. I went to DSW and got a gorgeous pair of like a leopard heel with like a, they do like a platform now. Every shoe now is a hooker shoe. Did you know that? They're
true.
All hooker
That's
shoes.
Absolutely true.
Anyway, they look good though. And they make you feel like
Manolo's
an extra inch.
The only one who's making a decent shoe still. Manolo.
It doesn't matter.
Chanel.
I look good in a red lip. And you know what? I don't have an opportunity to wear it very often. So I happened to do it for Thanksgiving. What is the big deal, Rana?
What exactly did you think was going to happen?
I didn't think anything was going to happen. I don't know why there weren't as many people at your table as there normally are. That to me was a little
disturbing. There were actually just as many people at my table as there normally
are. Well, I was surprised that you didn't invite your whole family. To me, that was a little disappointing.
You were surprised. Who were you hoping was going to
show? I don't know. You could have had some of your cousins that I've never met before. Or, you know, maybe I thought maybe, you know, your son would bring a couple of his friends from school. I thought it would be fun, festive and party atmosphere. Or Alan would be there.
You thought Alan was going to be.
Sure. Your brother? Why wouldn't your brother be?
You wore a cocktail dress. First of all, to a daytime affair. Let's start there.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. Correct. Which is too early. But yeah.
At my home.
Mm-hmm.
You wore a cocktail dress. Because you thought my brother was going to be.
No, I assumed your brother would be there. He was not there. He did not show.
Because he wasn't invited. That might be why he didn't show.
What a shame on you.
Shame on me. He lives in Chicago.
He's lonely. Sherry is gone. That she took more than her half of everything. He's sitting there by himself. God knows, microwaving a tofurkey or who the
kidding?
Hell knows
he
what he's
doing.
You
kidding? He went to Las Vegas. He was playing cards all
I'm not 100% sure about that.
Playing cards
You don't
all
know
weekend.
That he was doing that.
He loves to play cards.
Well, you think I don't know? I know he loves to play cards, Rana. I like cards. Everybody likes cards. Either way, I thought for whatever reason, maybe he would be
I think
the,
your anger is misplaced.
No, it's not, Rana. I'm not angry. I'm going to stop calling my anger angry. Stop calling my
anger.
My anger is not angry. Do you understand?
Yeah.
My anger is whatever it is, but you don't get to sit there and tell me it's angry.
Well, anyway, I will say this.
Did you, you talk to him?
I thought you looked nice in the dress.
Thank you.
And I think you should consider wearing it for the Hadassah fundraiser in December.
Why?
Because it looked nice on you. I mean, I'd put a cardigan over it. I'd get a wrap for sure. I mean, a bare shoulder on a woman your age is not appropriate.
What week is that?
What is it? December 14th or something like that.
Huh.
What?
What?
You don't know about the Hadassah?
No, I do. I just forgot for a minute. I wondered if anyone was going to be in town or whether or not Alan would be visiting before the holidays or if he was just going to stay in Chicago. When was he coming again? Is he coming again?
We've moved beyond Alan.
We did?
Well, I did.
Me too.
I mean, Alan's my brother. I can talk to him anytime I want.
I can talk to him. I didn't realize he was in Rana jail. So he's only in a jail that Rana has. And so then you can only talk to him if you go to the gatekeeper, Rana.
I did not say that.
There's a dragon monster
outside
of the moat. And the moat is the chocolate moat. And the moat keeper is in a dress made of God knows what with turkey.
What I did say several weeks ago to you was that what you and Alan do is your business. But I don't want to hear about it.
So you never did speak to him over Thanksgiving, or you did?
What does it matter whether
I just want to know if he said anything about what may or may not have transpired the last time I saw him, which may or may not have involved something he may or may not have been uncomfortable with.
Okay. Well, I think if you're a grown woman, Beverly, if you want to talk
I am
to
a grown
Alan,
woman, but
why
I...
Why don't you talk to Alan?
Because I would talk to him directly, but what we explored the last time I saw him was very sensitive.
Okay.
Like, all right, I'm going to just be honest because we're all grown-ups.
No, I'd prefer if you weren't honest. This was the conversation
before. I
don't need to know everything. In fact, I'd prefer to know nothing.
Should I just call it by its initials?
No, I think you should just move on.
AP.
Excuse me?
AP.
I don't know what that means. I don't want to know what it means. I'm not interested.
It means anal play.
Okay. Okay.
Some men are very
uncomfortable.
Now I have a picture
of my brother's tuchus burned on my brain now.
Well, only if it's got one or more of my fingers involved.
Okay. You know what? Honestly, I think you need to have your medicine titrated. I think you need to talk to someone. I think your behavior has been really outrageous.
I think you're being childish.
I think it's been really outrageous.
I think you're being childish.
And I think it's interesting to me that you would put a relationship in jeopardy like that.
You're so uncomfortable with your brother as a sexual.
I absolutely am. I absolutely am. And I've admitted that.
And I'm sorry that he's not talking
okay,
to you.
Okay, you know what?
You're trying to get information through me.
No, I'm not.
Whatever you
no,
doing,
I'm not. Forget I did that. I'm going
to
leave him out of it. I'm
going to
do all hypotheticals.
Okay.
Okay? All hypotheticals.
I'm this close.
Okay.
This close.
Okay. Can we make up a pretend brother for you?
No.
Fine. Let's talk to someone else then.
A pretend brother?
And a pretend friend?
What?
Balin and Everly.
Okay.
Imagine that they are doing something that one of them is not as comfortable with, the other one is comfortable with.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Honestly.
You can't do this.
No. I don't want to do this. It's not a question of what I can and cannot do. I do not want to do this.
Well, either way, I was going to tell you that I had a wonderful time at Thanksgiving. And, you know, the sweet potatoes were a big success.
Okay. Well, I mean, they were delicious. Crisp on the edge. It's very hard to get it right because it just becomes mush.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost candied on
all
the
about
edge.
The brown sugar.
Sure.
All about the distribution.
Yeah, I love
of the
it.
Brown sugar. And I'll tell you a little secret. I put it under the broiler at the last minute.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk to some. Okay, first of all, I have to apologize, Robert. I'm sorry. We have absolutely been wasting your time. Robert's been here. I don't have Evan today. Evan
it's not a waste of my time.
Who
I
does
love
all
spending,
my computer things.
I love
and
spending
so this
time
has
with you
been
guys.
An absolute ordeal. But anyway, we're here now.
Yes.
And we're delighted. You are so, I mean, a man your size, I wouldn't expect to be so patient.
You know what? You make me want to be quiet. Like,
really?
I just want to sit still and not say a word.
I think I put out a
I want to hide. I wish I was wearing camouflage and I was hiding behind a plant.
I hope it's nothing I'm projecting.
No,
not
it is.
At all.
You are.
No,
of course
it's an
you are.
Absolute societal preconception. It's what we think by looking
you,
at you. It's not
you were
who
in
you
the
are.
Army.
In fact,
with Marine Corps.
You're the opposite of what everybody would think. If I met you on the
yeah,
street,
right,
wherever you are from, somewhere in the middle, I assume.
Yes.
I would think this guy's either insurance or he's in, you know, construction or he's in whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe the Marines, possibly has been, I don't know, National Guard, something like that.
Yeah.
But you're a comedian.
Can I ask you a question?
You live in Hollywood.
Sure.
You're an artist. You're actually an artist.
Which came first, the chicken or the Marine?
The Marine.
So you decided a long time ago when you were a little boy, you said, I want to be a Marine. I don't want to be a comedian. Or you said, I want to be a comedian, but I'm going to be a Marine first so I can be a strong comedian and beat up other comedians.
I was a comedian first, I think.
You were always funny.
Yeah, I was a theater and film major in college.
But in the Marines, didn't they make fun of you for that?
So were you like an ROTC person?
No. I was a theater and film major in college.
Pronounced ROTC.
I did forensics in high school and you know, theater in high school and all that stuff. But when I was at KU, when I was in college, I had my pilot's license.
What's K? Is it Kansas? What's K?
KU, Kansas.
Okay. Kansas. Yeah.
I had my pilot's license.
Did you say pilot?
Yeah,
pilot. You know how to fly a plane?
Yes.
Any kind of plane? A commercial airline?
No, single engine.
But you could fly a commercial airline.
Now,
if someone put you in a cockpit, would you be able to turn it on, the plane?
Not without a checklist.
Well, I don't care about that part, but let's say there's a terrorist on the plane.
Yeah.
If we get you in there, can you land the plane? I mean,
I could if the tower was talking me through all the instrumentation. Yeah.
I could too, though. I mean, that's not that impressive. If they were telling me what buttons to push, I'd be able to land a plane too, Robert.
I don't know.
No,
have you ever landed any plane?
No.
Well, you got to get a feel for.
But you're saying if someone were telling you exactly what
stall
button to
speeds, and you got to understand.
Okay.
Lift
a stall
versus,
speed.
Lift
that's
versus
the
drag.
Of, the speed at which you stall, Robert? Huh? Is that the speed at which
you
stall?
Do you still fly?
Technically, that is what it is.
Do you still fly planes?
I don't actually.
Like Angelina Jolie?
Is that because you have children or because you're not interested?
Both, and it's also expensive.
Have you ever met Angelina Jolie?
No.
Okay.
No. Why?
She flies a plane.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, which is a big risk with children. I really don't like it.
Well, they say she flies. Who knows? She goes out with an instructor. We don't know. That's like taking a driving course when you're 16. They have two sets of instruments. Is that right?
Yes.
The
well, there's a pilot and a co-pilot.
Yeah.
And you have the same instrument.
Do you like a blonde or a brunette? What's your kind of woman?
Blonde.
Oh, interesting.
Why is that interesting?
She's a brunette. I'm a blonde. Doesn't matter. You're not my type. So
you are my type, except for that.
But you're a sandy blonde.
No. It just must be the way the light is catching me.
Using a new rinse.
Yeah.
So, Robert.
Yeah.
You were in the Marines.
Yes. Still am.
Still
I don't
not.
Think
what
so.
Does that mean?
Still in the reserves.
I don't think so.
I'm
what
still
does
in
that
the
mean?
No, you're
Can
not.
Can they call you to Afghanistan if they want to?
If it got bad enough and they needed me,
but
they
they're
could
not.
Call
they're
me.
Making it stop now. Thank God.
No, Afghanistan, we're not sure.
Afghanistan
what's
is
going
still going on. Iraq is their.
No, they're going to make it all stop. I
well,
think.
We hope. Look, yeah. If they want to be reelected, they'll make it
Have
stop.
Have you ever made it to Uganda? Ever go to Uganda?
No, I've been in Liberia, Africa.
Really? What were you doing in Liberia?
I was securing the embassy so it wouldn't be overrun.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you've actually, because you've actually done like a few dirty jobs. I mean, you've gotten your hands dirty. As well. I don't mean yes. a dirty job. That implies something that's not above board.
Which means
board.
Like you've snaked a toilet in another country.
No, what I mean is that you've actually, you've never been in combat, of course.
Yes, I have. I have a combat action ribbon.
And what does that mean? Where did you do
it
that?
I was shot at.
And where? Friendly fire or someone else?
No, it was the bad guys.
Were you wearing a bulletproof vest?
I had on a flak jacket.
Why don't they get what a flak jacket?
Yeah.
And that's what they all get.
It wouldn't stop a bullet.
Well, then why don't they give you the bulletproof ones?
Too heavy.
They didn't have them.
Who Kevlar. Didn't? Kevlar.
The U.S. government.
Well, they should get them.
Well, there's a big equipment problem. But where were you? I mean, Iraq, that was a big problem. That's why they were having but so many
Iraq,
problems.
I was only in Iraq for the USO tour.
Oh, now what USO? What did you tell us about that?
Summer of 2007, I got a couple buddies: Rob Hubel, Paul Scheer, and Horatio Sands.
Fun. Wonderful,
great
all of
guys.
Them.
Fun. I said, let's go to Iraq and entertain the troops.
What about girls? Why didn't you bring any girls?
They won't.
Girls, they love the army people are so horny. They love to look at a sexy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have a sexy girl in Iraq.
No.
Well, that Michaela Watkins went over there.
Yeah,
well,
but
sure
was she naked?
Yeah.
Was she nude?
No,
she was too attractive for that Saturday Night Live, but they...
I'm sure she went over, and I'm sure they loved her, but as far as, like, you know, any kind of sexy...
She couldn't show her breasts.
Like in
or...
Vietnam.
What about Amy Anderson doesn't go over there? Get them all whipped up and then leave?
I don't think that's the case.
Isn't that the whole point of it? Didn't you ever see Apocalypse Now? They dropped them out of a helicopter, the Playboy bunnies.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying.
Isn't that fun?
That's a misconception, I think. Uh-huh. That might have happened in Vietnam back in the day, but that country was much more tolerant. Mm-hmm. The Middle East.
But in Iraq, you're not with other people.
Anything goes.
I mean, you're not with the
Iraqis.
Yeah, not
anything
in Iraq.
Goes. No, in the other one.
No, but in Iraq, you're not with the Iraqis.
Very sexual people.
It's all very segregated.
Right, but we still are. We are
the Japanese
guests,
people.
And
they don't
we are
seem very
trying
sexual.
To be good guests. We're not there to invade, or we're not. There
oh, we're
to,
trying to be good guests.
We
is that
are
hysterical?
Like they're the host
is that
nation.
Hysterical?
We're the host
as though they want you sleeping on their couch for 6 years.
Can I ask you
is
a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is that
what
funny?
What is a black box made
funny.
Out of?
A what?
I don't
the
know.
Black box?
Yeah, titanium,
black box?
I imagine.
Titanium. You imagine or you know for a fact?
I don't know for a fact.
All right, so don't answer.
That's
so
a very good question, Beverly.
Well,
you know, because you know what? Otherwise, you're spreading information and rumors, and then I tell everyone it's DASA. Everyone
I
goes
feel like
and
you could look
husband,
that up and find out.
No, I don't feel. Why would I look at what? I could go straight to a source, and you are a source, but you're obviously an inadequate source in this particular instance. So either way, it doesn't matter because I'm not going to take that information and run with it, or I'm not going to do a blog, a web blog.
I can offer you a best guess.
Okay, fair enough.
Best guess.
Fair enough. That's good.
Okay,
that's
best guess is titanium.
Yeah. Okay.
So how good of a guess is it? I don't know. Because the truth is, when those airplanes explode, that's the only thing that lasts. So I'm guessing it's not made of titanium. Most airplanes are. So,
but now,
in
now,
any event, an alloy.
Do,
an alloy of
do you
some
have a
kind,
bunch of...
A titanium alloy.
I mean...
Fine. Titanium alloy, I think.
Fair enough.
Rob, in any event...
Rob...
You have been on what?
Every show.
If I had time, I'd list them all.
Desperate
You're on
Housewives.
Saturday Night Live. You're on the yes. Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Yes.
You're on
Murder, She Wrote.
No.
You're, my God. Who's next? Raymond Bradbury?
He's been around for a while, Robert. There's no reason to think that he wasn't on something.
And
that
then
I'm
you always have a show. You're always doing your own show.
You on that American Horror Story now?
I know.
Never.
No, what do you? What have you? What can we look forward to seeing you on? Something coming up or no?
I've done a couple.
You were in that Tom Hanks movie.
I did, that
which I did
last
see.
Summer.
Larry Crown.
Look, I did an episode of Happy Endings.
Happy Endings.
That's
cute show with the kids
know.
On it.
No,
or whatever.
Great cast.
Modern
great,
Family.
Yeah,
it's like right Modern after, Family, but
well, it's right after Modern Family.
Are you? Were you on Modern Family?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, that's too bad. I like that show.
It's a good show.
Now you were in a movie with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Andrew, have you met Tom Hanks?
I have met Tom
I
Hanks.
Hear he's a lovely
I got to do
human.
A couple scenes with
Stop
Tom
Stop it.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes, it's
what
true.
What was that like?
I didn't
it
see that
It was surreal.
Film.
That
looked, yeah.
That Forrest looked Gump. Like there was nothing to offer in that film from what I saw. I mean, I wouldn't watch it on a plane probably
yeah.
even.
Yeah.
Really?
Just, no. it looked, you know,
I
Tom
it.
Hanks playing, you
Julia
know, some
Roberts,
guy down on his luck. It's hard to believe.
Fun, they ride a
I
bike.
I would think curiosity alone would make you watch it.
No, I watched it.
You know, Castaway, I was curious, so I watched it.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he going to do?
Were you in Castaway?
Talk to a volleyball.
He was pretty much by himself in that whole
Movie. He was. I remember now. Yeah, sure. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Is he in that? What about Julia Roberts? Are they nice?
Very nice.
Oh, Julia Roberts.
Super nice,
isn't
super talented,
beautiful?
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Beautiful girl.
Yeah, beautiful
Did you
people.
See her twins? She's got twins.
I did not.
Oh, did you see her baby? She
I
got another
not.
Baby.
I didn't
no?
see her baby.
You didn't see her baby? But you have babies.
I do.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
You have one of each?
Yes,
a boy and a girl. Which one do you prefer? The girl. Sure. Everyone does.
No,
if you have both, you prefer the girl.
I don't think you can.
No, of course you can. Everyone has a favorite.
I have a boy, but I'd say, look, as long as they're healthy.
Yeah.
And they have nice personalities. It's
right.
wonderful.
All you can do
is encourage what they're good at.
Because
guess what? You may not get the smartest kid. Yeah. Anyone who tells you their kid's smart, it's like, look, let's look at the numbers.
Yeah.
All right. There are percentages.
Statistics.
But
maybe 20% of the kids is smart. But if they're athletic, maybe they have some sort of like a physical intelligence or they're artistic.
You look
or
physically
can,
intelligent
you know,
to me.
You encourage what they're good at. You encourage what they're good at.
I hear you on that. But I'm glad to hear you say that because I was maybe misunderstanding in the beginning because there are different types of skills and skill sets.
That's a very good way to put it.
And intelligence can be gauged in many different ways. So it's when you said by the
numbers,
the numbers don't always tell the
full
story.
Yeah, well, look, everybody can't go to Harvard. Okay? I mean, they can't. Only so many, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a very competitive world. If they can't, they go to Yale.
Does your wife think you're funny?
She used to.
Yeah.
And then marriage. Is that funny? She thought you were funny before you got married?
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe the early newlywed years.
Yeah.
She really enjoyed
me. Yeah. And then you go through like a thing and then it goes in waves.
It plateaus.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, if I get a laugh now out of her,
yeah,
it really counts.
Yeah, sure.
It really means something.
She's really good
looking. Do your kids think you're funny?
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yes. But they're brand new.
Yeah, so,
they just got to the party.
Be,
look, but people are constantly trying to amuse children. They're not, you know, that's a tough audience.
Yeah, they are a tough audience. Yeah.
But I do. I dazzle my children.
Now, are they funny?
They have some skills, I got to say.
Yeah.
My daughter, at 4 years of age, spontaneously wrote her first joke.
Oh.
We were at a Japanese steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. Benihana.
I love it.
I don't know if it was a Benihana.
Sure it was.
It was that style.
Yeah,
sure.
Teppanyaki.
She said, do you want some edamame?
Yeah.
And I said, no. And she said, I bet you'd want some if it was called Edda Daddy.
Oh, that's funny. That's very advanced.
That's funny.
I took a double take because I was like, did you just craft your first joke right in front of me?
How do you like that?
That was gold.
Oh,
now that's very smart.
Yeah, I was kind of proud of her.
Don't give her too much praise.
That's not just slipping on a banana peel.
I did. I praised her a lot.
No. She get a big head.
Wonderful.
Big head.
Oh, she's four.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Now, do you have a problem, Robert? Your co-star's coming on to you all of the time.
Yeah, is that a problem?
Is it hard to be married in Hollywood?
Because in Hollywood, don't you want to do it with everybody?
Well,
you know what I mean?
I don't think you want young girls who are saying,
I have a vagina and you have a penis and you're successful and I want to be successful.
That's never happened, though.
No.
If I'm a whatever, I'm playing a wife or a mother or something. I'm one of these layer women.
Not me. I'm playing a sexy girl. Okay. Go on.
No, but this is what I'm saying. One of these women who these totally unrealistic women that they cast
like
as
me,
a wife.
They, yeah.
And I say unrealistic, not because the women are unrealistic, but the guys that they put them in. What's that jerk's name that I can't
Belushi,
stand?
Belushi.
No, the other one.
Belushi.
No, that.
Kevin James.
Yeah.
She doesn't like Kevin James. Yeah.
Now,
thing.
If I'm Leia Rimini or someone, Rimini, who cares? Doesn't matter.
You get the idea.
Right.
Yeah.
That type.
Yeah.
And I have a choice between you and like a Kevin James.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be so thrilled if you showed up.
Yeah.
I'd probably offer to sleep with you on the first day.
Yeah. Me too.
Really?
I mean,
definitely.
Who wants to be married to Kevin James?
I'm going to wrap my
who
legs around you,
who wants to pretend to be married to Kevin
Nobody.
James?
Well,
nobody wants to be married to him in real life.
He's
who
a
wants to? They're paying her to show up and she can barely act like she wants to be married
to
Kevin
James. Well, I mean, he's a funny guy.
No, he is not funny.
He is
funny. That's what he is. He's heavy.
He's funny.
What's funny about him?
He's great physical comedian.
Oh, please.
And he's... Please. He's got great lines. He delivers lines well.
Look at a woman.
And you can't, you know.
He is totally forgettable. And somebody decided that he looked like somebody that could tell the joke. And they all they do is give him another try and another try. And then he's talking to animals. And then he's trying to be a romantic lead or he's doing whatever he's doing. And I could not be every time I go on an airplane, I have to look at his face.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever been with a black woman?
No, never.
Because you're not as, because you don't like black people.
No, of course not. It has nothing to do
with
that.
It's just the opportunity.
I feel
never
I'm very progressive. It's just the opportunity
progressive.
Never. It never presented
itself.
That's
a very That's a very backward thing to say.
But what about a Chinese
to be honest with you?
Yeah,
at this point, everyone's supposed to be the same. So yeah, for you to say that it would be progressive,
except
for you
that
to be
he knows that they're not. Rob Riggle thinks like I think. That's what's important for everyone to know.
Well,
obviously,
hold on. I'm not sure about
thing.
That.
Yeah, definitely.
To me, it's
you
not,
would
I mean,
never
you
sleep
South
with a black person
from?
Because no, you don't want to get too involved with the cultural.
Where are you from,
mix.
Rabbit?
That's not. I don't necessarily know if I'm on the same page.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm from the Midwest.
Where are you from in the Midwest?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Oh. Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri?
Kansas, Rana. There's one. Kansas City is in Kansas. Am I right?
Actually, there's she's right. There's two. There's a Kansas City, Missouri, and a Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah. Which one are you from?
I'm on the Kansas side.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, from Kansas.
So I knew it.
Like Dorothy.
I was right.
Now
that comes up all the time.
Yeah. What does your family think of this?
They must be.
I mean,
appalled.
This whole situation. What did they want you to be?
Appalled.
Yeah, how many kids are there in your family?
Huh?
How many kids in your family?
It's me and my sister.
Okay. Is she older,
older
or younger? Younger?
She's older.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. And so she hates you? Well, what's the story?
She doesn't hate me. She
what does she do?
Very...
She's a wife.
We have a lovely family.
What does she do?
She's a lawyer.
Oh. Mm. Oh, so she's the successful one. According to your parents.
No, my parents think we're both, they're very proud of both
Who
of
do
us.
They really? Prefer?
I'm not sure if I understand because.
You mean you're not sure if you have an answer?
No, I know the answer. They love us both the same. They love us equally.
That's what you've been told.
You're
but,
a
I mean,
parent
honestly,
now. You know that's not
on.
True.
I've been told
let's
that
just
because
call
it's
us,
true.
Let's just say what we're saying. We're all parents here. You always have a favorite.
That's not the case.
You know, love them the same, but you always have a favorite. You don't like them the same.
Here's what I wish. I do wish. I'm going to make this very clear.
Would you say
no,
as a parent that that's true?
Yeah. But I would go back in time to Nazi Germany with you on my arm in my shtetl. Uh-huh. And I would say, here, fight this, Germans. Yeah. And then they would run screaming. That's what I wish I could bring you back as a
oh,
superhero.
You're like Captain America. She thinks you're like a Captain America.
Yeah. Well, to me, you're a Captain America. Well, you are a captain. Isn't that your rank?
Not
Lieutenant?
Not anymore. I'm
actually, page boy? What is it?
Lieutenant Colonel.
What's that
Ooh,
mean?
That sounds
is that the
like
highest you can get?
Pretty high. No.
What is the highest?
General.
What? So how far away are you from general?
I'd have to be promoted two more times.
You're never going to get
two
that,
more
right?
times. That's it.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
What's
close.
In between,
Colonel?
Colonel. So you're Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. So were you always leading a? But I mean, should we be surprised that you're so high up?
I mean,
are there officers in the Marines and then regular people? Or how does it work?
Yeah, there's officers and enlisted.
Yeah.
Officers
What's the enlisted, first but, one? Private.
Private. Yes.
Like Benjamin.
Oh, was that,
was that a good
I
movie?
Love
I watched
Goldie
Private
Hunt
Benjamin. I'm about
a
100. They must
and
show that
she,
at like family night at the military. Like it, they must
Does
show
she
it to all the
chutzpah?
Boys.
Does she have chutzpah? Okay.
In that
was
movie,
that
yes.
Funny?
Goldie Hawn was.
She
was
so hysterical.
Do you and the boys
loved,
from the army get together
to
for
Paris.
Movie night and watch Private Benjamin?
And does
Marine,
he
Marine Corps. And no, we don't Wonderful. Have a movie night.
Okay.
No.
Well, you should, and you should rent that. Put it on your
it
list.
It is so hysterical.
Okay. That and Biloxi
Paris.
Blues.
She almost marries yeah. this guy. He's a French Jew. She says, you know what, Pierre, you're a schmuck.
Yeah.
Doesn't marry him.
Pierre, you're a schmuck.
So
no, I've seen,
is
I've
that
seen,
funny?
I've seen the movie.
It's a good movie, right? Is it your favorite movie?
Funny.
What's your favorite army movie? Private Benjamin.
Good question.
Biloxi Blues. Or Private Benjamin. Or Biloxi Blues.
What, Stripes, man?
Schindler's List?
Yeah, Stripes.
What do you think is the most realistic? What did you think of the, like, the Hurt Locker? What
did
do you,
you
think
go
is
and
the most
see that?
Realistic
or was it like, why would I do that?
Seen?
I lived that.
I saw the Hurt Locker, and I thought it was an incredibly powerful movie.
Very good.
But accurate, you're not sure.
No, pretty accurate. I mean, I don't think you have people that are that far out on the edge. I'm not saying it's not possible.
Oh, sure.
But if they are, they tend not to stay out there very long.
I see. I'd like to
because there's psychological standards.
Brain.
That's right.
Though in this day and age, we've been doing so. I mean, they'll take anybody.
I don't want to be.
I heard
brain.
They. Who did we have here? The
talk?
Oh, Joel
know.
Stein, who's an author, wonderful guy, was here, and he was doing. He's doing
you
a book
beat him
about
up
being
with,
a man
with one finger on your one hand. You
and
could
he
knock
did
him
basic
over.
Training. yeah. for like 2 weeks or something like
yeah.
that.
Oh, he 2 days,
and,
I think.
Or 2 minutes, who knows? Yeah. But anyway, he was talking to the guy who was in charge of basic training, and he said that the standards have completely changed because there were all these fat video game playing kids that are trying to get in there.
In the Army.
So they let them in, and they hope to whip them into. I mean, that's before your time.
Because you're, yeah. you're very
after
fit.
After your time, rather. You're before that time.
Yes,
yes. Is your brain a horror show?
No.
Are you sure?
No, it's actually full of laughter and joy.
Mm. I thought you said you were a comedian. Yeah. You're supposed
Is
to
that
be
funny?
Miserable.
Isn't that funny?
Everyone knows comedians are miserable.
Not all of them.
But maybe that's why he's a successful comedian, because he's actually miserable. Embracing joy.
There are seconds. A lot. You're absolutely right. There are a lot of comedians that I've worked with them that are, you know, they have a
yeah,
lot of pain and baggage.
But right, but you've seen real pain and baggage. Those idiots are mad at their mothers, and so they go out and they say, I'm going to torture myself and cut myself and be a comedian. You have seen real people in yeah. perilous situations,
yeah. Yeah.
horrible, perilous situations,
yeah. Yeah. Perilous.
Dying in yeah. God knows in forsaken
Let's
countries
move
where
on.
Dogs
Let's
are in
move
the street
on
eating
Let's
bones,
move on
who knows
this.
What.
Let's move
and
on.
That's why you're a happy, Let's joyful person because you know how to appreciate
Let's
life.
Let's move on.
What's your favorite kind of cake?
Are you a sweets person? You're not a sweets person.
I mean, actually, I've become more of a dessert person now.
Sure, you're older now.
I'm older now, so I do actually do dessert. I like chocolate cake.
Yeah, all right. Chocolate. You seem like a chocolate cake kind of person.
I like chocolate.
Except not chocolate women.
Okay. I mean, that's not even the okay. case. I think I
you're very progressive. We know. What have you been working on lately?
What's
what
next
can we see
time
you in?
I
what
can
are you
see
doing?
Rob Riggle.
We can't get enough. When are you going to get your own show? That's yeah. what everyone's waiting
that's,
for.
That's what I'm.
I mean, enough
I'm,
already with this.
I'm waiting
little
for that
here, little
too.
You
there.
Do keep on trying.
A little here, a little
I
there.
I do. I really try. I'm developing a show over at HBO right now.
Terrific.
And we hopefully something will come of that.
What are you going to play in that show? What sort of a person?
Don't know yet because we have a couple ideas and we don't know which one we're going to do.
Marine.
Possibly.
And will you write that yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
I'll probably collaborate with someone.
You're like an empire.
Wonderful.
You're an empire.
Wonderful.
Riggle Industries.
Well, like a brand. Like
yeah,
a brand.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. No, well, you're like, that's terrific. I mean, HBO, who doesn't like
can
HBO?
Can I just say I have one more suggestion career-wise?
That's basically all I would. That and Frontline is all I want.
I'm going to give you a little advice. Make a little line, do a line of women's underpanties.
Okay.
You because know what, Beverly, it's unexpected.
Honestly.
It's unexpected. What are you wearing? I'm wearing Riggles. Is that a sexy thing for a woman to say? Riggle, what kind of panties do you have on? Riggles.
Stop using that word.
Panties.
Honestly.
Panties. Just, do you know what panties are?
Hold on a second, Rona.
Women's underpanties.
Yeah.
Panties.
And they're called Riggles?
Yeah. Just Riggles. What are you wearing? A couple of pair of Riggles.
I got a little tight, little lacy pair of Riggles on.
Yeah, I got a tight little pink pair of Riggles. Isn't that cute?
Hold on, I'm gonna put this into my phone.
Rana told me not to propose that idea.
Maybe it's
and you know what?
Well, how do I know what sells in Kansas?
So hold on, so you're just saying just call them Riggles?
Just call them Riggles.
Riggles, okay.
Yeah, they're just Riggles. You know what's not chafing my behind right now? My Riggles.
Yeah.
You know what feels good on my tush? Riggles.
Oh, hold on.
Is that cute? Is that cute?
You
know,
I'm actually
what,
gonna,
you know what breathes in my undercarriage?
Okay.
Riggles.
Okay.
Say that last one again.
Who's
breathes
the most
undercarriage?
Yes.
Famous person that ever came out of Kansas?
Yeah, breathes in my undercarriage.
Thank you, Ronnie. You see what's happening.
I'm calling my business
manager. Look, I hope you get a piece of the action if he ever gets
I don't
done.
Even want it. I just want success for him because he's very
you.
Cute.
Is that wonderful?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that wonderful? Well, Robert, thank you so much for being here.
Well, you had a
here.
Question. What was
well,
the last...
I wanted to know who the most famous person that came out of Kansas was, but I mean,
Dorothy's
up
else?
There.
But who else?
Okay, she's a fictional character.
But that is a character, Rana.
Yeah,
you said character.
A fictional...
You didn't distinguish.
I actually said person.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
It's
you
tough to
character.
Say, guys. It would be probably, it could be John Brown.
Who is that person?
I have no idea who you're talking
He's
about.
He's an abolitionist, very oh. famous.
Abortionist?
Abolitionist.
Oh, what's the difference between an abolitionist and an abortionist?
Abolitionist tried to end slavery.
God, who else? How about somebody we've heard of?
Well, that was a big
one. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
How about somebody everybody has heard
Dwight
of?
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Dwight D. I like Ike.
Him. I like Ike.
All right. Well, that's too bad.
Okay.
What?
How about Paul Rudd? Paul Rudd.
He's not from Kansas.
Yes, we went to KU together.
No, you didn't.
But is he from Kansas? Or did he just go to school in Kansas?
No, he went to Shawnee Mission West High School. I went to Shawnee Mission South.
Hang on a minute. Isn't he Jewish?
Get out of here.
Yes.
He is Jewish.
Yes.
So what was he doing in Kansas?
We have a lot of Jewish people in Kansas.
Oh, you know, that is true.
Well, my neighbors were the Siegels. I went to their bar mitzvahs. There was a lot of
them. How do you like that? Mm. Well, they're everywhere.
Okay.
Is that wonderful? So you and Paul Rudd. So there's a wide open field here for you to be incredibly famous and from Kansas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good luck. Paul Rudd, Eisenhower.
Jason Sudeikis also. From Kansas.
No, he's not famous. And you know what? What's really going to take over?
Who's that guy?
You know what'll give you the edge?
Which one is he?
He's the one on the show. He's the one Fred Armisen talks to. You know what really will push you over the edge, though?
Yes, please. What?
Wriggles, underpanties
Wriggles.
For women.
She's right.
You saw me. I wrote it down.
Yeah. No, she made a point. A good point. Beverly, that was a wonderful idea.
You know what I have on under my Spanx?
Wriggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert, thank you so much for being here. Thank you,
guys,
for being extraordinarily patient. You're an absolute gentleman.
You really thank are.
You are courage really under are. Fire. That's what I'll say about you.
Because
you
had to sit terrifying. Here.
I'm a mensch? Am I a mensch?
Oh, you're a menschy mensch.
Is that cute? What else do you know in Yiddish? I love that. Is that terrific? Mensch. What else can you say?
Schmuck.
Wonderful.
Boo-boo.
Oh, is that cute?
And schmeckle.
Schmeckle, get out
is
of here.
Is he cute?
And Schleppers, you were telling us.
And Schlepp, yeah, Schlepp.
You Schleppers movers when
you
were in New
York. Yes, when I was in New York, I used Schleppers
funny?
Movers.
Is that very funny? Cute. Robert, you're a wonderful guy. We want nothing but success for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we can't wait to have you again sometime on the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah,
enjoy
yeah.
the rest of your beautiful day.
Yeah. Riddles.
Now, is he an interesting guy or what?
Yeah.
I mean, and he's so cute.
You ever see the Muppets, Rana? You know that big one, Sweetums, with the big, like he's like all hair?
Jack? You're talking about Jack?
Jack.
Are you talking about Jack?
Or Sweetums?
Do you know who Jack is?
Yeah.
Jack is in the original Muppet
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jordan used to watch the Muppet movie over and over. And, I mean, even as a child, he had wonderful taste in films. And so
if Rob Riggle were a Muppet, he'd be that Jack Sweetums.
No, he's much more coordinated. Jack was very uncoordinated.
Yeah, but he's big.
Yeah. Now, I thought he was terrific. I feel a little badly. I think he might be friends with Kevin James, and I went a little far on that. But you know I find him... I was fine
he's
with
a trigger.
Kevin James.
He's a trigger for you. He's like a trigger point. That's how I feel about, like, all the Wayans.
Yeah. Well, when they made that stupid movie where they played white girls.
Every single movie is them with a stupid thing where they're
saw.
Playing a white girl
I
dummies.
Saw.
I can't stand it.
But I was thought I was fine with Kevin James, and then I was on a plane, and that Zookeeper was on the only movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to watch 2 minutes of it because I said, you know what? Give this guy a chance. He's probably a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because everything he's ever done before this isn't funny and is a waste of my time doesn't mean he's not going to get it right this time. And they shot it in Boston, so I wanted to see Franklin Park Zoo, what they were going to do with it.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
In my life. I never felt 5 minutes in my life like I would never get them back in the way that I did when I watched
there
that.
There are so many movies.
So that terrific Nat Faxon was
in
it.
Boston.
And his mother, Annette, is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So that was the other reason I thought I'll watch 5 minutes of this. He stole the show. Stole the show. He's terrific.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I don't want you to get mad, so maybe take a deep breath before I ask you, because it's what I'm about to ask you is an adult question. So, like, if you can act like an adult previous to the question being asked, then maybe you can carry it through.
It sounds a lot like you're trying to get my temper up a little bit here, but go ahead.
If,
you're basically warning
if,
me that I'm not going to like what you have
if
to say.
Your brother Alan,
yeah.
if you do speak with him.
Yes, Beverly.
Would you let me know if he indicates that he may or may not be coming back to town again so that I have an advanced notification in case he doesn't inform me first because he doesn't want to necessarily get together in light of the embarrassing things that went down last time. And this way I can just kind of spring it on him and then we can pick up where we left off. With AP? You're looking at me like you want it, like you're very upset. And here's what I didn't want to happen. What I didn't want to happen was I was going to tell you something that was completely normal in a very normal tone of voice and be returned with laser eyes. Laser eyes. I am burning. My skin burns right now because you're staring like a laser eye at me. Ow, ow. Ow, ow,
so
ow,
do
ow.
You feel like you have your answer?
You're not going to, you won't even let me know if you spoke to him? Really?
What, let you know what? If you're communicating with look, if my brother Alan's coming to town, we're friends, I'll probably mention it. But I'm not going to go out of my way. I don't hold his social calendar. I'm not his social secretary.
Will you find
out? You want to know what Alan's doing? Talk to Alan.
If he would return a single email or if he would return a single phone call, he's obviously embarrassed about what happened, which I can't really, get into in detail because I'm afraid you'll run out of the room.
Why don't you Facebook him?
You think I haven't tried Facebooking him, yeah. Lana?
Well, listen, I don't know.
You need to explore him the way I explored him. But you explore his mind. I explored his...
First of all, I don't have to do anything.
Right.
But no. I can see this is bothering you.
Yeah.
I can see this is... your mind is disquieted by this.
I may have put things where they shouldn't. He wasn't ready for them.
Can see that you're bothered by this.
I'm aggressive. I can be aggressive.
I may... Or may not when I'm talking to him next time. I may feel him out a little bit to find out if he says anything.
I would really appreciate that.
Just to quiet your mind, but for no other reason. And there will be no details.
Mind quiet.
Yeah. Because the truth is, I'm pretty tired of this back and forth.
Me too. I'm so sick of it all.
All right. Let's thank some people. Thank you to Noah Lebenson.
Oh, and John.
Never say him first.
And John Ross Bowie.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's what
They're the musicians. Mm-hmm. They did the music.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Our producer / Schlepp.
Michael.
Costantini.
Wonderful.
Yep.
And again, people.
He's a sad person, I think, Michael Costantini.
I only saw him once. Oh, yeah, look, he could be anyone. He could be a serial killer. It all goes through the internet. It comes back. He does a great job. What he does in his personal life is none of my business.
Not really, yeah. We shouldn't even think about it.
Yeah. And, shalom at runinbeverly.com. Okay.
Bye-bye.
We'll catch you next time.
AP.